Hi everyone, it's good to be back. The last tag time we did a while ago, a number of weeks ago before the break, we finished Econ number 12 about B'yas HaMashiach. And now we are going to study the 13th, the final one, in Imam in the Amun HaShlema, Shetiyat Chiyas HaMesim Be'esh Yala HaRatzim Be'esh HaVar Yisbarach Shemo B'yasala Zichro La'adol Netzach Netzachim. I believe with total faith that it will be the resurrection of the dead at the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu's will decide that He, the Creator, wants this to happen and that this will remain Netzach Netzachim. So this is the concept of the revival of the dead, the resurrection of the dead, and it is considered, according to the Rambam, to be as essential as all of the previous 12, one of the pillars of Orthodoxy, of Torah Judaism. Now, this is one that a lot of Mepharshim have trouble with, right? And the reason is because we already have, prior to this, the coming of Mashiach, the Geula Shlema, the complete redemption of the Jewish people. With that will come about the great light that will spread from Bnei Yisrael and from Eretz Yisrael. Kimitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It will spread to the rest of the world, as we had spoken about. It will bring about what we refer to as Tikkun Olam, that everyone will come to wake up, smell the coffee, as we say, to recognize Hashem, to bow down to Him, and to realize there's only one God, one true God, and one true religion in the entire world. And so that brings us to paradise. That brings us to the complete redemption of the world, making it a perfect world. And so what is chaser? What is missing from that point on that we still need this 13th principle to complete, I would say, the essence and the goal of Hashem in terms of the mission for the world, that it should come about this miracle of miracles. The miracle of Tchias HaMesim, as you know, is the greatest miracle of all. That's why in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha known as Gevurot, that talks about the powers, the Togibali on Hashem, you are tremendously powerful, Hashem. And we go on to talk about all of His amazing powers, that He brings the rain, that He heals the sick, and He causes those who are bent over to become upright. But the biggest power is Brachat Hashem, Mechayei HaMeisim. That's how we close it, that you are the one who brings the dead back to life. And so this tremendous power of Hashem is, you know, impressive in terms of recognizing how awesome He is, that He truly is Kel Gadol Gibor Benara. But what would be lacking in the world if there wasn't Tchias HaMeisim? Why is it necessary for the dead to come back to life? What's going on with that? And does it really mean that life will change drastically and that no one will die at that point from then on? The Rambam mentioned, as we had said, that during the period of Yimasa Mashiach, the world will continue in its normal way, in its natural way, which will mean that people will be born and people will die. And now with the coming of Tchias HaMeisim, obviously that brings about a dramatic change in all the laws of nature. The rules of nature will be in effect during Yimasa Mashiach, will now be completely uprooted when there is no such thing as death anymore. So we should first understand the source for this idea of Tchias HaMeisim. There's a number of different sources that are brought. One of them, I think, is the most famous of all of them, and that is the famous words from Azyashia Moshe Bnei Yisrael Shira Hazos, that after Hashem created the great miracle of splitting the sea and allowing us to pass through on dry land, and then the Egyptians in hot pursuit were drowned by the waters coming back together, following all of that, we have the singing of the Shira, and the Azyashia, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, is grammatically a wrong statement. It should be Oz Shah Moshe Bnei Yisrael, that then Moshe sang together with Bnei Yisrael. The word Yashir is a Lashon Asid. It's future tense. Then will Moshe Bnei Yisrael sing? And sure enough, the Gemara picks up on this, and the Gemara says, Shalom Nema El Yashir, that it doesn't say the word Shah past tense. It rather says the word Yashir, which is future tense. Mikan, from here we are to derive, says the Gemara, the Tchias HaMeisim in Hatar, that the concept of the resurrection at the end of days is right there in the Torah. And that even though we have this enormous miracle of Kriyas Yamsu, which we say was the greatest miracle, it's the greatest miracle up until now. But the greater miracle of all that will surpass even Kriyas Yamsu is the miracle of Tchias HaMeisim. And so that's what the Torah holds out for us, this promise of Tchias HaMeisim. Furthermore, in Parshas HaZinu, as we get towards the end of the Torah, Hashem says other words that indicate this. It says there, I am the one who causes death, but Achayeh, I bring back to life. Mochatzti v'ani erpa. I cause people to be smitten, to be wounded, but then I am the one who heals them as well. So clearly, the Torah is indicating that there's Amis v'Achayeh. I cause to die, and then I cause to live. And the way it's understood by the Gemara, it means to cause those who had died to come back to life. Also in Yecheskel, one of the great Nevi'im, in Perek Lamed Zayin, the Chazon of the Atzamos HaYaveshos, the Valley of the Dead Bones, where rhetorically, the Navi asks, would these bones come back to life? And of course, that's exactly what does happen. Yechezkel, you know, prophesies, and we see this tremendous vision of the bones rising back from death and realigning and forming the skeletal structure, and people who had died coming back to life and continuing to live. Rabbeinu Bachya points out that Rabim Yitmohu Yishalu. There are many people who are perplexed about this, and they ask the question, Lama lo niska inyan tchias emesim v'torah b'feirish? If this is true, then why is it that there is no mention explicitly in the Torah of the concept of tchias emesim? Kevin shu hika gadol upina gadol b'torah. If we're saying it's such a pillar of Judaism, it is one of the cornerstones of the Torah to believe in tchias emesim, then why doesn't Hashem explicitly state it in such a clear and loud way that would make it undeniable? The tshuva, the answer that Rabbeinu Bachya gives is Shederach HaTorah L'Katzeh B'Nyanim HaNe'alamim. The reason is because the concept of Chias HaMesim is so difficult, it's so contrary to all of human reasoning that we can't wrap our minds around it. We know of people that are born and they grow up, and ultimately as they age they begin to, you know, to weaken and ultimately pass away. But the idea of the reversal in that process, of going in the opposite direction, going from growth and health to old age and then decline and death, and then back to life again, that's so contrary to our understanding of the world and everything that's gone on in all these thousands of years, according to the way we count, right, the world, it's very, very difficult to fathom. And so the Torah stays away from these ideas simply because it would create more questions and lead to more confusion and problems and doubts, then better that they not be raised. Now, what is the reasoning behind it, however? Why would Kadosh Baruch Hu want that everything should lead in the direction of having Tchias HaMesim? Why can't it be that Mashiach comes, the world becomes a beautiful place, everyone accepts the existence of Hashem, everyone accepts the truth of the Torah, everyone basically becomes Jewish in a certain sense, and jumps on the bandwagon, and we're living in a beautiful world, a peaceful world, a world of spirituality, a world of enormous knowledge of Hashem, recognition of Hashem, acceptance, embracing the truth of all of His values and the teachings of the Torah? Why do we need to have Tchias HaMesim? So there's an explanation that's given that I think resonates in us very much. We all know that at the beginning of creation, when Hashem creates the human being, Adam, and then takes the tzela, the rib, and creates Chava, Hashem then looks to see what He has accomplished in the course of these sheshes yimei bereshis, the 6 days of creation. It says, V'yar Hashem as kol asher asah, the Kadosh Baruch looked upon all that He had done, v'hinei tov ma'od, and behold, it was exceedingly good. Not just good, but it was as good as it gets, as we would say. Outstanding, excellent, right? It doesn't get any better than that, which means that the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu created is the perfect world. And now, if you're going to have a situation where people are born, live, and then ultimately die, their bodies go under and decompose, then it means that we're not really continuing the perfect world that Kadosh Baruch Hu had wanted it to be. Kadosh Baruch Hu's idea of the perfect world was a world which involves the combination of the physical and the spiritual. When Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and we had spoken about this at the beginning, by Yitzhar Hashem Elokim as Adam Ofam and Adama, He began by taking the off of the dust of the earth, He molded that dust into the body, He breathed into the nostrils the breath of life, and He, Adam, Nefesh Chayah, and that's what made man become a Nefesh Chayah, a living thing. That tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu, in His understanding of what He wanted to create, was that the human being, the pinnacle of creation, was going to be this perfect, perfect blend, this total combination, what we would refer to as Gashmi and Ruchi, or Guf and Neshama. It's the combination of the physical and the spiritual, of the body and the soul. And it's looking upon that creation, which He had Himself brought into being, that Hashem declares this to be Tov Ma'od. This is great. This is exceedingly good. And that this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu considers to be the height of perfection. And if that be the case, then when he's coming to the point of paradise, when the world is going to be redeemed by Mashiach, and we're going to live in a perfect world, then what's going to happen? People dying means that they're losing that perfection. They're slipping back. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the perfect world as a world which is the combination of the physical and the spiritual from another way as well. We'll get into it next week, but I just remind you that the concept of marriage in Hebrew is called Kiddushin. Kiddushin, of course, is the word Kiddushin, which means holiness, and it's the union, the physical union of a man and a woman that brings about the perfection of the world. It's the Kiddusha, the holiness of marriage, that's the highest level of Kiddusha, and Kadosh Baruch Hu sees this as being extremely holy. And so, clearly, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to perpetuate that. He does not want that to end with the coming of Mashiach, that we go away from this beautiful world. He wants to hold on to it, and this is what we have to investigate further. Be well, everyone. Have a wonderful day.